Well, Coach, you're wrapping up here your week of camp here at home. You head to Lawrence on Monday for the or Sunday or Monday for the camp at KU next week with your team. This week, first 2 days, 4 days, State came in and conducted the camp. Last two, you've been pretty much running the show here for that. And what have you seen with your team this week here, and how about the numbers overall?
Yeah, our numbers were very high this summer, and they usually are. We had about 35 high school girls and close to 40 junior high girls. We've seen a lot of improvement over the course of the week, but that all came because we've had open gym twice a week all summer long. We've had high numbers, about 28 every Monday, Wednesday at 6 a.m. And then I have about 28 playing either in the Hayes League or the Garden City League. So lots of numbers doing things all summer long.
Well, this is kind of a culmination, too, of what you've been doing in the summer, in month of June, your Hayes trips Monday night and whatnot, and also for your Garden City trips as well for your JV and C team. But how have the success been for your kids at Hayes on Monday nights?
We lost four all summer long. We lost twice to TMP and twice to Central Plains. Central Plains is the returning state champs. And those are the only two teams we lost to all summer. We started off in the top pool, which, you know, I was a little concerned about just because everyone in our pool was a state qualifier except for us. Then after 2 weeks, she re-pooled everybody, and because of our record, we made it back to the top pool. So we were in the top pool all summer long.
And this is your third year as the head coach here. It's kind of all sinking in for everybody, and you've also had a lot of these girls on varsity for the third year. What's maybe this third time around like, maybe compared to the first two?
They're more confident. As far as skills go, they have the skills. Those senior girls, they have the skills to get the job done. Now it's overcoming mentality issues, little things that we will definitely focus on this year more so than in the past. We've fundamentals, talking, little things like that, but now it's just they've got to get over their mentality of not knowing how to win, because this summer we've won and they know how it feels and they don't want to lose.
What is the biggest thing you're looking at? I know it's going to be very valuable here with KU going to a Final Four this past year and giving the national champion Nebraska their run for their money at Omaha. What are some of the things that you're looking forward to with your team the most coming up next week at KU?
Team bonding. That's the big thing that we get from this camp, just because we're together for 3 days. So definitely the team bonding, but then also learning the fundamentals a different way than maybe I teach them, because everyone does things a little bit different. And so whatever works for them, whether it be the way I taught them or whether it was the way Fort Hayes taught, or maybe some KU coaches, but just getting different ideas. I learned a lot of different drills last year that were definitely used throughout the season last year, so I'm excited to use some more drills from them as well.
You have collectively a return of your JV and then the freshman incoming. What have you seen from some of the JV and not freshmen coming in that can help your program not only this year but going forward?
The JV girls that are coming back, they were successful last year as well. They are not big as far as height goes, but they are a very scrappy team, and definitely the freshman girls coming in, they've came off of some success at the middle school. We have some height coming in finally with Emily Weathers. Lindy Rumford is a tall one. We got some good passers coming in. We have Maddie Shafflin, who is an awesome setter. Piper Wassinger, JC Rose, you know, they can all play different positions. So it's going to be fun to kind of figure out what works the best for them.
Kind of wrapping up, going back to the varsity, who have you seen maybe take steps in a big way this summer?
You know, I really can't pinpoint one, because I feel like my middles have just come alive this summer. That would be Macy and Emily Smith. She's going to be a junior. She'll be the first time on varsity. She is putting that ball down in front of the 10-foot line, her and Macy. Like I said, outsides, passers, everyone. My setters are learning to do more quicks and more shoots, and so it's just all nine of them right now. I just have been so proud of them.